When we think about canoeing and kayaking in Maine, we often associate it with our lakes and our rivers and being a little bit more inland. But today we're speaking with two individuals who are bringing kayaking and canoeing right to the Portland waterfront, and we're so glad to have them. This is Zach Ankers and Aaron Quigley, who together run Portland Paddle. Zach Ankers is a Maine native who lives on Munjoy Hill. He spent 14 years as a guide, leading countless kayaking and canoeing trips off the coast of Maine and in Mexico, British Columbia, Ontario, and Alaska. He is licensed as a Master Maine Guide and is certified as an instructor by both the American Canoe Association and Paddle Canada. He is a wilderness first responder, and he has received certifications in wilderness water safety and swift water rescue. Outside of his work as a kayaking guide and instructor, Zach is a journalist, writer, and teacher. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
We also have with us Aaron Quigley, who grew up exploring New Hampshire's waterways by canoe and kayak. Backpacking trips in the White Mountains inspired her lifelong love of the outdoors. Aaron has a master's in science and natural resources and has spent many years working for environmental conservation and outdoor recreation nonprofits, including the Northern Forest Canoe Trail and the Maine Island Trail Association, two New England long-distance water trails. She is certified Wilderness First Responder, registered Maine Guide, and American Canoe Association certified kayaking instructor. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lisa.
You have, both of you, impressive qualifications to do the work that you do with Portland Paddle, but you also have impressive qualifications academically. And this is when I had a conversation with you in writing the Old Port Magazine article that people who are listening to can read in September. This is what I was most struck by, is that you have quite a varied academic background between the two of you. Zach, tell me about your background.
Sure. Well, for the last several years, I've been teaching at community colleges before we started this business. So I got a master's degree in literature out in Vancouver, and I taught literature and writing at community colleges down in New Jersey, and then here at SMCC in South Portland. And now I'm doing a PhD program in history, in American history, at University of New Hampshire. So I'm in the middle of that right now.
Aaron, you went in a slightly different direction. You went more of the environmental studies, master's in science kind of direction. Tell me about your background.
My academic background is really varied, actually. Back when I was an undergraduate, I studied sociology and anthropology, and I thought I was going to be an archaeologist at some point, actually. But then I got a job working for the Forest Service, and I realized that the outdoors was more where I wanted to focus. So I have a master's from UVM in natural resource management. And I made it halfway through a PhD program up at the University of Maine, Orono, called the Sustainability Solutions Initiative, which is all about interdisciplinary solutions to environmental problems. But somewhere in there, I decided the academic track wasn't really for me, and that's part of the genesis of Portland Paddle. So.
Well, tell me about that. Portland Paddle is a little bit more than a year old. You're based off of the East End, and this came about through conversations that you had as roommates on Vesper Street on Munjoy Hill.
You know, part of it is that we thought that somebody needed to be doing this because the East End Beach and just Portland in general is just such a great spot to launch a sea kayaking trip. And there's really not a lot of access to the waterfront, and there's not a lot of access to kayaks. And you know, a lot of people in Portland don't have storage for a kayak or a paddleboard, and they just don't have a way to get it down to the water, even if they do have storage for it. So we just thought that somebody needed to be doing this, and it's just, you know, we were living right there, and we wanted to do something. We wanted to find some kind of way to kind of combine our passions and really do something to kind of work in the community that was really active It all just kind of came together with the right timing to make this happen.
The work we do when we're not doing Portland Paddle is much more non-tangible, you know, writing and outreach and things that aren't necessarily a solid or a physical kind of work. And so we had a lot of discussions about, like, if we could have a real thing to give to the community, like a tangible thing, what would it be? And that's kind of having a business seemed like a really good way to do that, a business that was needed and relevant.
Mm-hmm. And boats are pretty tangible. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're something that you can actually do something with in a very immediate way.
And we're really dedicated to the idea that when people have experiences on Casco Bay, then they make better decisions that help conserve it in the future, and they take better care of it. So that is a pretty, it's non-tangible in some ways, but in other ways, it seems like one of the most tangible, important things.
So I know that you have kayaks and you have paddle boards, and those are available to rent in the short term and in the longer term. But you also do instruction and you also do guided tours. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure, yeah. So the instruction, the lessons that we offer are becoming a bigger and bigger part of what we do. And, you know, really it's that you started off talking about how kayaking in Maine often takes place on lakes and rivers. And it's kind of a different thing out here on the Casco Bay and on Maine's coastal waters, because it's just, there's a lot more hazards out there, a lot more things to think about in terms of the currents and boat traffic and the very cold water and exposed coast. And so we really want people to have skills and knowledge before they go out there, in preparation. And so we're pretty selective about who we rent kayaks to and kind of where we let them go. And so we really want to encourage everybody to actually take one of our lessons and develop some skills. And so then they can come back and sort of rent on their own once they've developed some skills and more familiar with the environment. And then they can go out and explore. And we really hope that, you know, ideally what happens, and this is actually happening with a lot of our clients, is they come to us and take a beginner lesson, and then they come back for an intermediate lesson, and then they kind of take a few lessons, and then finally they come back and start renting on their own. And so it's sort of, it works out from us, you know, kind of from a business perspective of having repeat customers. But it also just works out because we get to see them develop, and they get to really, you know, gain a lot from it and go out paddling and feel really confident.
And Aaron, I know that tours are an important part of what you do. Fort Gorgeous is very popular because it's quite close by, but it's a surprising destination. Most people don't have the chance, even having lived in the Portland area all my life, I've never gone out there and actually been on the grounds there.
Yeah, it's surprising and really gratifying when people who, you know, we've had people come down who have lived on Munjoy Hill their entire lives and they've looked at the fort out there that entire time and they've never set foot on it before. And one of our tours is the way that they finally get out there and they get to explore it on their own. And so Fort Gorges is definitely our most popular tour destination. There's lots of other great tour destinations as well. Getting out into the islands, places to land and explore a little bit, lots of places to see wildlife like seals and ospreys. And the tours are definitely the sort of the simplest way for people to come experience what we have to offer. You know, we have a whole staff of experienced registered Maine guides that are really knowledgeable about the history and the ecology of the area. And so you can really learn a lot about the bay by being on one of our tours. So it's a great option. Also, I think that tourists definitely gravitate towards the tours most, but also locals are starting to realize that it's a really great way to learn more about where they are, which is great.
You also have longer tours that take you out to places like Cow Island, where I understand there are some yurts that can be, inhabited for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a thing that's new this year that we're really excited about, a partnership with Ripple Effect, which is the nonprofit that owns that island and does summer programs and school programs for kids. And they do really great work. And so we've had a variety of kinds of partnerships with them, and now we're trying to use these resources that they have to help people get out and spend the night on an island, which is a really cool thing. The yurts are really cool. So you don't have to pack your tent and some of the other stuff you'd have to jam into your kayak otherwise. It's a really accessible way for people to try a kayak overnight.
I understand also that Jewel Island is in the rotation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jewel Island's a little further out, but it's another really amazing destination that, you know, a lot of people who live in Portland, even people who've lived here all their lives, have never been there before. And it's just, it's amazing because you go out there and you feel like you're on a really just wild coast, far from any city. We like to go to the southern side of the island where there's this really nice beach with a campsite on it with big cliffs just kind of facing the open ocean. So we'll be doing at least two trips out there this year, overnight trips. You know, another organization we work with and rely on is the Maine Island Trail Association, and they just have all these great islands throughout the coast of Maine that they provide access to, and that's a really great resource because there's just so many beautiful islands to explore by sea kayak in Maine.
It's been important to both of you and all of your staff, really, to keep these islands in good shape. So you've done some cleanup days with the Maine Island Trail Association just to make sure that these natural resources are maintained.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've done twice now on our opening day of our first season and opening day of our second season. We've participated in the Maine Island Trail Association Casco Bay cleanup, primarily by heading out to Fort Gorges, actually, because we get a lot from Fort Gorges, so we want to make sure we help keep it clean and help maintain it as much as we can. So those have been really fun and really successful partnership opportunities, and we hope to keep that going in the future. And we work with, or have worked with, several organizations in that capacity where maybe they even just want kayaks to help people get out to a cleanup that's happening somewhere or an event on an island. For instance, we're working with Maine Coast Heritage Trust later on in the summer to help them do a guided paddle to Lanes Island, one of their new acquisitions. So we really enjoy helping out with those kinds of things.
Both of you grew up on the water. Zach, you grew up on the Penobscot River, I believe. And Aaron, you grew up right near the White Mountains and some rivers and streams.
And on Great Bay in New Hampshire, yeah.
Great Bay in New Hampshire. And you were very young when this whole process started. Does it feel as if you could have lived your lives any other way?
It's hard to imagine, for sure, yeah, because I've just spent so much time in the water my whole life. I mean, as a kid, just swimming in the river every day, and then got into kayaking when I was 11 years old, and I've just pretty much been a part of my life ever since. And, you know, that's really what's probably kept me coming back to Maine, and the reason why I live here now is just because the ocean and the lakes and the rivers and all the outdoors here, it's difficult to find that anywhere else that I'd want to live.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could live anywhere else at this point. Portland especially strikes such a great balance between being a vibrant city where there's lots of interesting things going on and lots of ways to get involved, but also having the ocean and the mountains and the rivers and the whole thing so accessible at the same time. And there are probably very few other places like this. And so I enjoy the fact that all of these things are here, and I'm only really an hour from where I grew up along the coast, and it's just a really fulfilling place to be.
One of your partnerships has been with local musicians, and I remember Zach telling a story about being in a tandem kayak and wrapping up a guitar to sit in the front of the kayak,
right,
so that you could bring it out and have the musician play out on an island. That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, so we have a concert series at Fort Gorges that we call Acoustic Paddle, and we paddle out with a local musician and have a little concert in the fort, which, you know, the fort is just a really incredible setting for live music because there's just wonderful acoustics and it's just really beautiful and it's always really quiet inside. And so we'll be doing that again this year. We just started planning. We've got local musician Joe Walsh is going to be one of the artists featured this summer, but we're hoping to do at least a couple of those again.
We've talked about the fact that each of you have a very different but strong academic background. And Aaron, you've done work towards a PhD. You're not doing it right now. You're not, a little bit on hiatus, I suppose. Zach, you are currently pursuing a PhD in American history. Mm-hmm. How do you balance all of these things? I mean, Aaron, how have you balanced this previously? And Zach, how are you balancing it all now?
Well, the seasonal nature of Portland Paddle actually is a lifesaver in terms of giving us more of an ability to pursue these different things that are really important to us, I think. And there's still plenty to do for Portland Paddle in the winter, and it it's always a juggling act that is more challenging than we expect it to be. But it really lends this nice variety where in the summer we're just out every day on the ocean doing things, doing physical work. And then by the time you get to the winter season, it feels like a blessing to be able to sit on the computer for a day, you know, so it creates that balance. By the end of the winter, you're tired of it and you just can't wait to get outside again. So the rhythm of it actually seems to work out, I think.
Yeah, and it's difficult to juggle so many things, but I think for me, like a lot of Mainers, it just kind of comes naturally to juggle lots of different gigs at once. And I mean, I think it works out really well with this particular mix that we've got, because we spend part of our time kind of writing, you know, behind a computer indoors. And after a while you get pretty tired of that. And so then we get to go sit in a kayak on the water, be outdoors. And, you know, part of the work is solitude and by ourselves. And then part of it's just really working with people out in the community. So it really actually provides a balance that, you know, if I was just a full-time academic or a full-time writer, I wouldn't get.
And I feel like in Portland, especially, this seems to happen a lot, where everyone you meet has so many things that they want to do and so many ways they want to be contributing or different opportunities they want to pursue that very few people we know are doing just one thing. It seems like lots of people are finding ways to balance all of these different interests and passions in a really cool way.
Access for you both is very important, and not just access to kayaks and paddle boards on the East End, but also financial access. What you're trying to do is create a very affordable way for people to explore the coast here. And with your new Portland Paddle of the Presumpscot, your new business in Westbrook, you're trying to make it easy.
Yeah, definitely. And we just opened this location in Westbrook on the Presumpscot. And yeah, the rentals there are much less expensive, and so it just kind of opens up paddling to people who might not be able to afford to rent a sea kayak, or who might not have the skills to go out on Casco Bay. Because yeah, I mean, you know, we don't want to be offering services that are just not accessible to like a large portion of Maine's population because they're too expensive. So we try to make opportunities to you know, have discounts or to have special deals or just have more affordable rentals out in the Presumpscot so that everybody can get out in the water.
You also offer, I believe, what you've called a Munjoy Hill discount, and also punch cards that you could, you know, there are 10 punches, 10 rentals for a certain amount of money on a punch card.
Yeah, the punch cards are a great thing that we actually really would love people to take even more advantage of than they already have. We have 10 kayak rentals on a card, 10 paddleboard rentals on a card, or a combo of both. And then, so the idea is that, you know, if you wanted to go out after work 10 times over the course of the summer or something like that, you could just walk down, and our staff then keeps a record of who you are and what your boat preference is, and so that hopefully the punch card holders can really feel like a part of our community and come out really regularly.
You also, on a pretty regular basis, get people from out of state. So you could just as easily have individuals who are coming in from New Jersey to travel out to as part of your acoustic paddle and listen to some tunes on Fort Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably almost the majority of our customers are visitors, are tourists, which is really great because we meet people from all over the world, and you know, which just makes our job really interesting. And that's pretty, you know, typical for other like kayak companies like ours to have lots of tourists. But we've really tried to focus on drawing in local people too, and so we kind of have a nice mix. And we, you know, we want to kind of feel like we're really like an authentic Portland company that's a neighborhood resource. So it's nice to have a little bit of both visitors and local people.
And we found the outreach to each group is very different. Like for tourists are often looking for a Schnazzy website where it's easy to make reservations and that kind of thing, whereas locals seem to be looking for a lot more just word of mouth awareness and other connections in the community. So it definitely takes some different strategies to reach out to both groups.
Opening this business yourself must have provided quite an education for you. I know, Aaron, you've worked with various nonprofits, and Zach, you have a background doing business journalism. So each of you have your own very unique take on businesses, but to do something yourself as entrepreneurs, that must have taken some courage and some flexibility and wherewithal, I guess.
It's definitely new. It was a new thing for both of us, and the learning curve was really steep, but we have a lot of great resources in the community. Like, we worked with the Small Business Development Center, some resources for that, and tried to take advantage of, you know, entrepreneurism in Portland. The startup community in Portland is really big right now, and it's growing. And we definitely took advantage of a lot of the resources that are springing up around that, which we appreciated very much. And it was also nice to be able to start out small and locally focused, and we grew incredibly fast. But our first idea for what we were going to do was just that it was going to be us, with maybe one person helping us out sometimes. And it became apparent really quickly that we were going to have to take it up a notch, I guess. And but so we have been able to scale up, you know, starting from small to bigger and bigger. So that provides a good platform for learning from.
You have 10 people working with you now, is that right?
We or do.
In your company?
Yep.
So in the course of a year, that's pretty fast growth.
It is. And we are really excited about the community of staff and guys that we've created as well. They're all just really interesting people that have diverse backgrounds and lives, and they're all just really good people, and we feel thankful and lucky that we've managed to find them, because we can do it without what they do. They work really hard, and so we are. That's another thing that's one of our favorite parts of this business, is seeing our staff all work well together and be a part of this thing.
I believe that both of you had mentioned that it was your fathers that originally brought you out. I know, Zach, I definitely remember you said when you were 11, your dad brought you out. I could be wrong about this, Aaron. I don't know if it was your dad or your mom or someone else.
No, it was my dad, actually.
Dad.
We went canoeing.
And you were also around the same age, 11 or so?
Probably younger. It was very recreational. I mean, we'd just bust out the canoe and float down the Lamprey River near where I lived in New Hampshire, but it was a big part of his life, so.
So, in looking at what you're doing now, how do they feel about this big adventure that you're taking?
Well, my dad actually works for us.
He teaches
paddleboarding and kayaking for us, because he's also been a kayak guide for many years. He kind of got into it after I did, but as a guide. But he's been a great resource for us, because he's always happy to help out. And so every weekend he teaches our paddleboarding lessons.
And has your dad come down to help out too, Aaron?
My dad is not so excited about getting in a sea kayak. He's a pretty big guy, and he likes his canoes and his open craft. So I'm still working on him as far as getting him out on the ocean. He's a forester by trade, and so he gravitates towards the lakes and the rivers and being out in the woods. So that's his thing.
Do you have any regrets about coming back to Maine, Zach? I know that in looking on the Portland Paddle website, you've been all over the place. You've been to Baja, Mexico, and you've been to Alaska, and you're an adventurer. You're a man of the world. And I assume that there's probably a similar thing that you've done, Aaron. It just isn't quite as readily apparent on your website, I guess. But you're here. You're both here. And you've chosen very much to live here.
Yeah, and it seems like I meet a lot of people who have had a similar experience to me, where, you know, they grew up in Maine, maybe a small town in Maine like me, and they go out and kind of see the world and live in big cities and live in different regions, and they realize that Maine is pretty great. It's hard to beat Maine. And so, you know, that's really what happened to me, is I lived in a lot of great, beautiful places, exciting places, but it's just, for me, especially Portland, just really has the right mix of kind of urban and rural and access to outdoors and just great people and just really high quality of life, and it's affordable. So this is really where I want to be.
And I guess I had a very similar experience. I did live lots of other places for very short periods of time when I was younger. And when I moved to Portland, which was about 4 years ago now, maybe a little bit more than that, I had a really distinct feeling of, oh, I fit in here. I felt like I found a place in the city more quickly than in other places I lived. And I think that was actually sort of a revelation for me in my personal life around maybe it's time not to bounce around so much, and maybe here is where I would like to be for a while. And so it was the start of this train of thought towards how can I give back to this community that made me feel welcome from the beginning.
I'm sure that people who are listening, whether they are from away or whether they're from Maine, are going to be interested in exploring the coast with you, kayaking or paddleboarding. So how do people find out about Portland Paddle?
Well, they can visit our website, portlandpaddle.net. You can always give us a call, 207-370-9730. And we have our staff down there at the beach that are really happy to talk about all our different offerings and places to paddle. And you might get one of us on the line as well. It depends on what day it is. And or you could just stop by. I mean, plenty of people take their dogs down to the East End Beach or go running or walking down there. And we have our storage container and our boat rack and some signs, and we're pretty easy to see, hopefully. And just stop by, and we'd love to chat with you about what we do.
We've been speaking with Zach Ankers and Aaron Quigley, who run Portland Paddle. So I appreciate the work that you're doing to introduce people to the coast of Maine and give them the chance to do kayaking and paddleboarding and go out beyond the Portland waters. And I appreciate your coming in and talking to me today.
It was really good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.